Not everyone celebrated when Mihai Hîmpu became the first politician of Moldova's four-party ruling coalition to take office as parliament speaker. All members of the Communist Party in parliament boycotted the vote and walked out of the legislature. The 58-year-old Hîmpu and his pro-Western coalition, dubbed the Alliance for European Integration, seek closer ties with the European Union and want to take the former Soviet Republic out of Russia's sphere of influence. But critics have accused Hîmpu of seeking reunification with neighboring Romania, an EU member state. Most of Moldova was once part of Romania, and about 1 in 5 Moldovans, some 800,000 people, have already either secured or applied for Romanian citizenship. Yet in comments aired by the European Commission-backed network Euronews, Moldova's leading civil rights activist Natalia Morar suggests that young people want pro-Western candidates, such as Hîmpu, to take power.
I really know many people who were waiting for these results, and they were thinking, like, if opposition wins, I will stay in the country, try to continue my business, try to continue my studying or something like that. But if communists will win again, I will leave this country at least for the next 4 years.
Besides a new House Speaker, the coalition has also nominated Marian Lupu, who defected from the Communist Party, for the post of president. Analysts caution that the still influential communists have a chance to retain the presidency in any event because pro-European parties do not have enough votes to choose one of their own. In Moldova, the parliament members vote for president. Election officials initially declared that the long-ruling Communist Party had won re-election in April. That announcement prompted violent street protests by mostly young urban voters. Shouting anti-communist slogans, demonstrators stormed the parliament building and the offices of President Vladimir Voronin to protest alleged election fraud. At least one person reportedly died in the clashes and many more were injured. However, it was the communists' subsequent failure to secure election of their presidential candidate that prompted a new election in July, which brought the pro-Western coalition to power. Should a new deadlock arise over the office of the presidency, the current communist president Voronin is expected to remain in office until another election is held sometime next year. But whoever is in power will grapple with an economic crisis and widespread corruption that has disillusioned young voters, says rights activist Morar.
All young people, they want to leave this country, and this is the poorest thing. If you try to make business and your business starts being profitable and quite interesting, tomorrow someone will come to your place and tell you that if you want to have your business, you give us a part of it, or you give us money monthly, or you give us all your whole business if you don't want to sit in prison. And actually, this someone is usually related to the big family which stays in power.
That's not all. A new government will also have to resolve a 19-year-old rebellion in an eastern breakaway region where Russia has troops and which wants to be annexed by Moscow. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.